Good evening. This is KD2FPM, net control for the Black River Valley Service Net. My name is Kevin James. This net is held every evening at 9 p.m. on the Boonville Amateur Club radio repeater at 146.655 megahertz. The repeater is located 2.5 miles southwest of Boonville on Jackson Hill. This is an informal net, and all interested parties are welcome to check in with or without traffic. Emergency traffic has priority at all times and can break in at any time. Is there any emergency traffic? Come now, please. The Boonville Amateur Radio Club holds their monthly meeting on the third Tuesday of every month, except in December, February, and March. The next monthly meeting will be on January 19th, 2016 at 7 p.m. at the Dodge Pratt Northam and Art, and Community Center at 106 Schuyler Street in Boonville, New York. Everyone is welcome to attend. An amateur radio license is not required to become a member. If you're interested in becoming a net controller, please contact a club member and we can set that up. Should a net controller not start the net at 9 p.m. and still has not done so after a couple minutes, please feel free to conduct the net yourself. You will find the net preamble on our website at www.boonvillearc.com. This is KD2FPM, net control for the Black River Valley Service Net. Are there any portable, battery-powered, or mobile stations wishing to check in? Come now, please. All right, this is KD2FBM, net control for the Black River Valley Service Net. Are there any Echolink stations wishing to check in? I will now pause for 15 seconds. Come now, please.
KD2FBM, KA3TFB. Bill here in Warrendale, Western Pennsylvania. Good evening, checking in. And I stepped ahead of Matt there because I didn't key up. So good evening to everyone, top of the day, and we'll pause here and see if Matt R. will come back. KA3TFB, back to net control.
Okay, Bill, yeah, KA3TFB, this is KD2FBM, net control. Yeah, I'm listening to Matt right now. He's on the 400 megahertz 440, I'm sorry, repeater down here in Oneonta, chatting with our club president, N2KGC, Brian. So hopefully he'll jump back across here in a minute as soon as he can get in. Until then, I tell you what, Bill, I'll give you the floor, and then when Matt breaks off that conversation, hopefully he'll be able to jump in with us. Go ahead, Bill, it's all yours.
KD2FBM in the group, good evening, KA3TFB. Well, I think we haven't seen the sun here for a while. I think it's taken a long hiatus. Anyhow, we had 3 or 4 days of rain. I am recovering. I had to go out, or I went out 9 o'clock yesterday night to a request in a different municipality to close a road. And it wasn't a 1 or 2 lane road. It was a 4-lane road with trailer trucks and doing it in the middle of a rainstorm. And I'm recycling the very expensive batteries that I have to use for my high-intensity red light. That's a wand that direct traffic with at night. 3.5 hours out there, and I had probably runtime of 3 hours on that light, so we're boosting the batteries back to put it back in service again. Oh, what a night that was. Extremely miserable. Anyhow, I'm recovering. I'm on the couch watching Oak Island, I guess, for the 10th time. I'm not going to hold it very long. Kevin James, thanks for being there. And good evening to everyone up there in New Yorkville. I hope that the weather was a little better than what we had here. Back to net control from KA3TFB to the Echolink system, and we'll be listening. Over.
All Okay, Bill. Yeah, it's always a pleasure to hear from you, and I'm sorry that you had to go out on such a nasty call last night. I know here up in the upstate New York, I should say up in the Capital District near Albany, I guess a young gentleman, we should probably tip our hats to him and his family because he apparently lost his vehicle on a slick pavement on the Interstate 90 between exits 9 and 10. And that's on the free portion in the Albany area last night, and unfortunately hit a FedEx truck head-on and lost his life. He was a corrections officer, from what I'm understanding. Young kid, 22. I just blows my mind. I mean, he had his whole future in front of him, so very sad, tragic situation to have to end the year on like that. So, yeah, it's always tough when we get a bad call to go out on and have to handle things like that. So, tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to see if I can throw another call out there for any more Echolink stations. I'm hoping that KD2JWC is able to monitor us. I'll give us another 15 seconds to see if he's able to come in. This is KD2FM, net control for the Black River Valley Service Net.
This is Kilo Delta 2, Juliet Whiskey Charlie, Matt, and Oneonta checking in via Echolink.
All right, Net recognizes Matt from Oneonta through the Echolink system, KD2JWC. We went a little out of order, Matt. Bill jumped in because normally, like I said, we try to go from the top of the list down. So I advised Bill that you were in a conference on another frequency with N2KGC, so that was kind of cool. I was kind of listening to that in the background here, so I'm multitasking here. But, Matt, yeah, the floor is all yours. Go ahead.
Alrighty, KD2FPM. This is KD2JWC. Yeah, sorry about that, guys. I was tied up in that conversation. Been trying to catch up with him for a little bit. But, six degrees, no wind, so that's kind of decent. So it's actually like 36 degrees, maybe feels more like 34. And just kind of hanging out and relaxing after having a decent time of plowing. Yesterday. I'm not really sure what day it is right now, but this morning. And tinkering on some other stuff around here. This is KD2JWC, back in net control.
Yeah, all right. Yeah, KD2JWC, it's a pleasure to hear from you tonight. KD2FPM here is net control. And, yeah, we have 36 over here on the north side of Oneonta, because I know you're over on the east side. So, yeah, about 9/10 of an inch of mixed precipitation I counted up on the ground. So, I mean, that was just in this heavy, wet, yucky stuff. So, all right, with that being said, I tell you what, we'll move on. This is KD2FPM, net control for the Black River Valley Service Net. I will now take calls from regular members and guests. Come now, please.
N2PFM, good evening, Kevin. And 5ALW, Kevin, good evening.
KC2NVU.
WA2U.
All right, nice call up there. Wow, that was a nice flow. N2PFM, N5AOW, KC2NBU, and WA2U, if I can read my own writing here. We'll start at the top of the list there with N2PFM. George, go ahead, take it away.
Well, good evening to everyone on the net, and a happy new year to all who may not be on between now and New Year's. I feel very bad about that sad tragedy you mentioned before. Certainly is a tragedy. You think things happen to you, and then you look and see what happens to other people. That reminds me of, you understand this, I don't know how many people on here will, but there was a thing about a guy was complaining about this heavy cross he had to bear and everything, and the good Lord told him, all right, here's all these different crosses here. Some were big and heavy, some were little splinters, some had nails through them, some had... all kinds of crazy things. Then he found this little cross. He said, that's the cross I want. And the good Lord told him, that's the cross you already have. So I think that the moral of that thing is certainly self-explanatory. And that'll say we got 35 degrees here. We got a temperature range today of 24 to 35. And by morning it was 33 and everything was melting. We had maybe a little over an inch or so, a mix of snow, sleet, and freezing rain. And a lot of it's crunched down now and melting, which is very good. So nothing much else to report, so we'll say God bless at 73 and 2 PFM clear.
Okay, George, always a pleasure to chat with you, and yeah, you do offer some good advice there. I mean, sometimes I know I complain about my own ailments, and then I look around and say, you know, gee, I haven't got it so bad. So yeah, be happy with where you're at and help those that have less. That's the way I try to look at it. All right, N5AOW, Bob, you're up next. Go ahead, take it away. It's all yours.
Okay, Kevin, N5AOW, and good evening to everyone on frequency this evening. Well, I'll tell you what, it certainly was a cool day today. Stayed down in the 20s and, a little bit of precip all day long, real fine. You know, just this morning we got up to about 4 inches, maybe a little less than that. Sleet, snow, and just yuck. It, a little bit on the slimy, slushy side, so sorry to hear about that young lad that got in that accident. You know, it's unfortunate that people have to travel in the weather when it's bad like that, but well, a lot of times the only thing you can contribute it to is speed too fast. And I see that around here quite a bit too, so I'm not going to hold it. Nothing much report for the weather. I didn't check on the temperature. You know, it's just been cool and in the 20s. And I had things to do inside. Stayed that way. Stayed warm, stayed dry. So I'll turn it back to you. Kevin, you have a fine evening and everyone else. N5AOW, back to net control.
Okay, Bob, yeah, and you offer words of wisdom there, too. That's excellent. Yeah, slow down. That's the big thing. When it gets slick, slow down, give more space. So, all right, with that being said, this is KD2FBM, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net, moving on to KC2NBU, and forgive me, KC2NBU, I cannot remember your first name, and I know WA2U, I'm going to have the same problem, so bear with me. KC2NBU, go ahead, take the floor, and just tell me your first name one more time, please.
Yeah, it's Ray, up on top of Potato Hill. We got 33 degrees, and it's still drizzling, raining out. Just took a trip down to China Gourmet and had ice falling out of the trees onto the windshield. I thought it was going to break it. Big chunks of ice. So staying in now. That was my excursion for the day. Over.
Okay, Ray. All right, great. And I appreciate you let me have your name again. I apologize. I probably got it in some notes someplace else that I've kept, but I've moved stuff around. I've been trying to reorganize my radio desk here, which now I can't find anything, so that's why I'm kind of a little disoriented. All right, KD2FBM here, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. We're moving on to WA2U, and once again, I have to ask you to help me with your first name, too.
Yeah, okay. Very good, Kevin James. WA2U here at the northeast end of Hinckley Reservoir. Name here is John Juliet Oscar Hotel November. So, J-O-H-N. This is kind of a simple name to remember. When in doubt, guess John, I guess. Good evening to everyone on frequency and those out there listening. I don't know, the thermometer here seems to be stuck on 31. Maybe I'll take the batteries out or something. And 31, 32. Seems that whenever I looked at the thermometer today, it's always been in that range. So let's see. Trying to think last time when I was on the net, but we've been doing stuff around the house here. We've been clearing off the foyer, and we're waiting for carpeting in January. and the windows to come in to put them in upstairs. I've been, you know, the floor is where when we moved up here initially, everything got put or placed or dumped or whatever you want to say, but so it's kind of spring cleaning at the same time, but I've moved all the gym equipment, the weight machine, the elliptical, all that stuff is over in the closet, a fairly large closet. The weight machine's in there and the weights are outside on a cart, but they're all in the tile section, so I've got quite a bit of space out there now. So take care of that and wind up the remodeling here. And we had a lot of interesting snow and sleet or whatever this morning, and got out, left here at about, 5 minutes to 7, 10 minutes to 7, and head down into the Herkimer County Pistol Permit Office and hung out there until, I don't know what time it was when I got out of there. It must have been 10:30, stopped at the diner, this little diner down there in Herkimer, and have lunch. A friend of mine, we had lunch there, or brunch or whatever. Brought some of that back. Boy, the portions, they amazing. Did some shopping and got back here, and about it. I've been trying to soften up this holster. Maybe I run over it a few times. No, it's just, I'll get it softened up, but boy, is it tough stuff. So, had the radio on today, listened. I didn't hear heard a few things on the scanner. Everything that happens in the neighborhood, it's always when I have the scanner off and someone will call me and ask me what's going on. And I was upstairs the other day and someone called me and wanted to know what was going on. 99% of the time we have it on. You know, it's the only, turn it on in the morning and turn it on at night, so. All right, Kevin James, well, thanks for picking up the net. And, yeah, there's a lot of drivers out there, combination of, you know, the first time of the year really being challenged with the weather or not having the proper tires or being too anxious to get somewhere and a combination of things. And I don't know why they have a device and anti-texting thing when the vehicle's in motion, but I guess they don't want to do that. WATU, back to them.
Okay, John. Yeah, I hear you on that. And doing the spring cleaning right now, that's like I say, I've been reorganizing my my radio desk here, and I actually was able to help my other friend out, KD2JWC, put up a 10-meter, 11-meter combo antenna and a 2-meter, 70-centimeter antenna just a few days back before the weather started getting really kind of cooler. So that's kind of cool. He's getting his stuff organized, too. So, yeah, it's a lot of fun doing this stuff. Well, I tell you what, this is KD2FPM, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. Looking for further check-ins. So anyone else that's out there, please come now. Are there any comments, queries, or late check-ins at this time? Come now, please.
WAQ with a comment.
Okay, Net recognizes WA2U. Go ahead, John. The floor is yours.
All right. Well, very thanks, Kevin James. I'm not sure if I'm going to be here on Net tomorrow. But anyways, I just want to remind everyone, those that have the skills or the interest, straight key nights coming up. That's usually New Year's Eve. Once again, I'll miss out on that unless I string some wire up. It's not as if we don't have the equipment, but you know, get out the Morse code key, CW, whatever, straight key nights. They don't have to get out the bug or iambic paddle or anything, and you know, make one or two contacts. I've done that in the past, and it's kind of neat. It's on a number of bands. There's probably information about it in QSP, but I know a guy that didn't have a paddle or could not. He basically took a piece of wire and plugged it into the CW plug with RCA plug and took a piece of wood and a couple paper clips and he'll safely get on the air. You know, it's not a speed thing. It's supposed to be fun. So that's coming up New Year's Eve. It's been going on for years and years and years. So, all right, thanks, Kevin James. WA to you. Also, like George says, the best for those that don't might not be around. And 1978 is a nice year. I remember that was on New Year's Eve. I got my initial first amateur radio license. So I always enjoy New Year's Eve. WATU, back to that.
Okay, yeah, good information there, John. In fact, I did not know about that CW deal on New Year's Eve, so that's kind of an interesting point. So maybe as I'm able to expand and check through some of the bands, if I hear some CW, I'll know what that's about. Unfortunately, I'm not really good with code, and I apologize. I'm going to try to see if I can do some training through some apps through my cell phone and my tablet and see if I can maybe teach myself some CW, so that'll be something fun to do. All right, looking for any other comments, queries, or late check-ins. This is KD2FM, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net.
KD2FM, KA3TFB with a request. Over.
Net recognizes KA3TFB. Go ahead and take the floor there, Bill.
Indeed, thank you very much. In my travels yesterday, I came to the information of the fire chief here in that local municipality that I've been a member of for 46 years, that this fire chief now has cancer. So, Mr. Kevin James and parties, if next time you do go to church, would you light a candle for Mr. Glace, who has cancer? He's the fire chief of Penn Township. And others, I seek prayer for him in your prayer circles and your churches. Pray for Mr. Glace that God would use the doctors and the medicine to put that in remission. I'm not sure what he has. And maybe we ought to think of the families that of the deceased of that party up there, that young man who perished on the highway. We're praying for him. I don't know his name, but I ask this in good camaraderie, if those who wish to do so. And back to Net Control, and indeed, Mr. Kevin James, thanks for being there. Thanks for picking the net up. What a wonderful net to log into almost every evening. KA3TFB in Warrendale, off till July, off to January the 4th. Back to Net Control. Over.
Yeah, Bill, I have to admit, those of us that work in emergency services in some capacity, you know, when we see a fallen brother or sister, it really kind of hits us hard. In fact, I just watched a captain on a fire department up near the Albany area. I guess he was out on a chimney fire here within the last week. I guess something happened medically with him, and he didn't make it. So that was another tragedy that we had to witness. So we'll definitely be lighting a candle, those of us that can, and get into the church and do that in hopes of a cure for your fire chief, that hopefully we can find a cure for cancer in general. So that'll be great. All right, with that, looking for any other comments, queries, or late check-ins, this is KD2FM Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net.
WATU, info.
WATU, Net recognizes you, John. Go ahead and ask for your info.
Okay, the other chat jogged my memory. WATU. If you get on the internet and check things out, and speaking of lighting a candle, it's kind of a tradition, Christmas and New Year's Eve to light a Bayberry taper, I guess, like the Yankee Candle Company stuff has those, but kind of interesting to read about that on the internet. Bayberry candle, W-A-T-U, taper, Bayberry candle, W-A-T-U, back to that.
Okay, John, yeah, I guess that was something I had heard of, but I didn't know an awful lot about it either. But, yeah, I'll have to check into that, too, so I'll make sure Bayberry Candle for New Year's Eve. All right. Yeah, I'll check that one out. All right, still looking for any of the comments, queries, or late check-ins. KD2FPM, net control for the Black River Valley service net here. Okay, hearing none, I will now close the Black River Valley service net at 9:32 p.m. local time and return the frequency to regular amateur use. I want to thank everyone who checked in tonight, and we had a total of 6 stations, K3TFB, KD2JWC, N2PFM, N5AOW, KC2NBU, and WA2U, and of course myself, KD2FBM here is net control. I know we got to bail out of here kind of quickly because Octen should be coming in here momentarily, and I got to get back to my repeater for Octen. So with that, I will say 7-3 to all those that checked in and listened tonight. And I'm also going to check myself out of this repeater at this time and thank those that make the Echolink possible on this repeater. This is KD2FPM. I will be clear.
KD2AIT repeater, KA3TFB, logging off through the Echolink system. Indeed, a good evening to all.
This is KD2JWC. We'll be clearing the repeater. Thank you guys again for the use of the repeater and holding the net so we can check in on Echolink. And I'd like to wish everyone a Happy New Year, just in case if I'm not in here between now and New Year's Eve or New Year's Day. And hope everyone has a safe and happy New Year. And I will say 7-3s, and KD2JWC is clear.
NBU, good evening, no traffic.
Okay, very good. N5, AOW. Good evening, Bob. KC2NBU, good evening, Ray. Thank you for checking in. Much appreciated. Give one more try here, looking for any additional stations with or without traffic after the tail drops, please. Thank you both for checking in. Much appreciated. 7-3 to both. Have a good evening, good day tomorrow. KA2ZZ.